USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
China has been warned. President Biden, in a high-stakes call to Chinese President Xi Jinping, warned of implications and consequences if Beijing decides to give aid to Russia. The Kremlin reached out to China for economic and military help after Russia was hit with sanctions from the West after invading Poland. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the ball is in China's court.
China has to make a decision for themselves about where they want to stand.
Russian forces continue to besiege the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, where some of the heaviest fighting has occurred. Four American soldiers were killed when the aircraft they were traveling in crashed in Norway. The incident was unrelated to the war in Ukraine. The Marines were traveling in an Osprey when it went down in a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle. Officials say it was part of a NATO exercise. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Alaska Congressman Don Young was known as the Dean of the House. That was due to him being its longest-serving member, first being sworn in 49 years ago. His office said that the 88-year-old Republican passed away as he was traveling home to Alaska. A German automaker has issued a recall.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 246,000 SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because faulty wiring harnesses can make them brake unexpectedly sometimes while in traffic. The recall comes just days after the Associated Press reported that nearly 50 people had complained to U.S. safety regulators about the problem, some reporting nearly being rear-ended by other vehicles. Many reported that warning lights and alarms would go off, the driver's side windows would roll down, and the SUVs would suddenly brake while in traffic. From the USA Radio News, Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Wall Street rallied this week with encouraging news from the Fed, which announced its first interest rate increases in 4 years. Chairman Jerome Powell stressed confidence the economy is strong enough to withstand hikes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
We're starting to see gas prices go down, but one Republican leader says America needs to be more independent when it comes to petrol. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports from Phoenix.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says producing oil and gas in the United States is more environmentally friendly than buying it abroad.
If the premise of what they care most about is the environment, they should embrace the American companies. American natural gas is 41% cleaner than Russian natural gas.
On Friday, the national average for gas is $4.27 a gallon, according to AAA, down 6 cents from last week's average. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
South Carolina can now carry out executions by firing squad. A law that went into effect last year made the electric chair the state's primary execution method, but gave inmates the option of choosing between that, lethal injection, or firing squad. The South Carolina Department of Corrections said the capital punishment facility has been redone to carry out executions by firing squad. Public defenders in Minnesota have reached a tentative contract with the State Board of Public Defense. They met with a state mediator with a deal reached late Friday, averting a strike that could have happened as early as Tuesday that would have brought courts to a standstill. You can listen to news anytime at our website. Go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.